Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Curvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. The splendid blooming meadows of summer are fulfilling their reproductive imperative now as they mature and disperse the fruits and seeds that resulted from pollination. Plants can't walk or actively fly, so to disperse from the mother plant, seeds need to catch a ride. Wild gourds bob down flooding arroyos, thistledown floats on the wind, and red barberry fruits hope to catch the eye of a hungry songbird. Certainly the most annoying means of dispersal is employed by seeds that stick in fur and socks. Some, like cheatgrass, are driven home by sharp, barbed seeds that poke and hold like the porcupine's quill. Others form evil, pointy burrs like those of puncture vine that can flatten a bicycle tire. And then there is burdock. This European weed infests moisture-disturbed sites in Utah. Its burrs cling tightly to hair and clothing. 60 years ago, the Swiss engineer Georges de Mestral became intrigued by the seed heads of cockleburrs and burdocks. They had entangled his dog's fur and stuck to his pant legs during a montane hunt. How did those burrs cling so steadfastly? Aided by a hand lens, you can see what de Mestral saw: ranks of hook-tipped bristles that snag clothing and fur. Burdock inspired de Mestral's invention of Velcro, whose patented nylon bristles are hooked over just like burdocks and latch on just the same. When next you are beset by burdock burrs, inspect one closely and admire the inventiveness of nature. Then please terminate its dispersal by placing it where the seeds of this weed can't germinate and grow. This is Linda Curvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah on Utah Public Radio is made possible in part by our listeners and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University, where students and faculty promote the sustainability of ecosystems and the communities that depend on them. Information at cnr.usu.edu.